Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wasallim. This is the munajat bi Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayh.
Ilahi alam hai gulzar tera ajab naqsh kudrat namudar tera ilahi alam hai gulzar tera ajab naqsh kudrat namudar tera jahan lutf gul hai wahi khar gham hai hai gul khar mein gul mein hai khar tera jahan lutf gul hai wahi khar gham hai hai gul khar mein gul mein hai khar tera ajab rang be rang har rang mein hai yeh rang sanaat ka izhar tera ajab rang be rang har rang mein hai yeh rang sanaat ka izhar tera allah 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 Allahu Allah khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein ajab teri qudrat ajab kar tera khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein ajab teri qudrat ajab kar tera ye naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera ye naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera ye kotahi apni nazar ki hai ya rab tere noor ko samjhe agyar tera ye kotahi apni nazar ye kotahi apni nazar ki hai ya rab tere noor ko samjhe agyar tera nahi wo jagah o nahi wo makan hai ke jiska nahi zikr o azkar tera nahi wo jagah o nahi wo makan hai ke jiska nahi zikr o azkar tera الله 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 تو ظاہر اولاک پردے میں تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا تو ظاہر اولاک پرد میں ہے تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کے آثار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کہ آثار تیرا نظر کو اتا کر چدر دیکھتا ہوں تجھے دیکھتا ہوں ناگیار تیرا نظر کو اتا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں تجھے دیکھتا ہوں ناگیار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطا وار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطا وار تیرا مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطا وار تیرا مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا اللہ 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 الہی یہ عالم ہے گلزار تیرا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا اس بیوٹیفل مناجات دیٹ از اے سیکرٹ ٹاکنگ وتھ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی دس از دا دعا آف سید الطائفہ حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ That is the Sheikh of great, great Mashaykh, Ulama-i Dioban, very great stalwart in Uloom, in Taqwa, yet to find and get the connection with Allah Ta'ala, they went to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali.
that he was that great personality, that many asked these great personalities, like Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, etc., that you people, you all got great knowledge, and you all went to Haji Sahib, who officially was not an alim, but he was an alim of the ma'rifat of Allah. And the real knowledge, Rasul Il Ma'rifatullah. The king of all knowledge is the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. And from this munajat we learn that our object and purpose of life is to gain the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. And the sign of that is that now a person enjoys secret talking with Allah Ta'ala. And whatever he sees, he only sees Allah Ta'ala. So we'll just try and explain very briefly few couplets here of this beautiful dua that Hazrat is making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is real munajat, secret talking, that you talk to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here, and this is one great ibadat which is called muraqabah, that a person takes out time to ponder. Allah Ta'ala says the intelligent people are really inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layl wal nahar. Those who ponder in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of the night and the day, etc., don't just say like scientists, it's a natural phenomena. It's not a natural phenomena. This is the great workings of Allah, Khallaq Azim, the mighty great creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And from this, when we recognize Allah, then a person will realize, who am I in the creation of Allah Ta'ala? So your Hazrat so beautifully making dua to Allah Ta'ala, middle of the night, and he's saying, Ilahi, ye alam hai, gulzar tera, ajab naqsh kudrat, namudar tera. That, oh Allah, this entire universe is just a beautiful garden of yours. Whatever we see, astonishing, splendid kudrat, your power, your might, and your greatness is just manifest here, whatever we see around you. And whatever we see, we only see you, O Allah, Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is talking to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that, O Allah, it is only you that we see. And why can't we see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? When like myself, the eyes of the heart is closed. And this is why Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh. These are the great surgeons that should make operation on our heart to open the eyes of the heart. When the eyes of the heart is open, then whatever we'll see, we'll only see Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we'll only turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, look at the great kudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That for Allah Ta'ala, nothing is impossible. For man, many things are impossible. Allah Ta'ala is that great Khallaq Azim, that mighty great creator. Jaha lutfe gul hai, wahi khar gham hai. He gul khar mein hai. Gul khar mein, gul mein hai khar tera. That how Allah has created this world so astonishing. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala has made beautiful, splendid roses, and how attractive, and how beautiful petals, etc. But when a person goes and takes that rose for his beloved, little does he realize there's a thorn under, and he gets pricked, and then he realizes that this is what love is all about. Love is that you have to make sacrifice. Then you will find Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala has put in beautiful, and this is the halat that Allah has made, the conditions of the world. So we don't have to be overtaken by the conditions. We have to see where these conditions are coming from. That how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has made that rose, that you want to give it to your beloved. And here also we are taught that a person wants to get married, but realize marriage is not just a beautiful bouquet of roses. There are thorns also. And if you overlook the thorns, then you'll enjoy the rose. But if you just complain about the thorns, you'll never enjoy the rose. So you'll never enjoy your marriage. So you'll only enjoy your marriage when you find Allah. When you realize that Layla, who gave me? Just a Mawla se mila. She came from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that where there is a rose, there is thorns also. In other words, there are occasions such that sometimes you're enjoying yourself, and then some sad news comes. And Hazrat says here that in that rose there is a thorn, and in that thorn there is a rose. And so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh has explained that Shaykh Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that people like myself that are thorns, the gardener and the housewife also complains that, Allah, I don't want thorns in my garden. Take it out. So the thorn, so to say, complained to Allah and says, "Oh Allah, there are people like me, the thorns, who want me? They're going to throw me away." Allah says, "Do me one favor, O thorn. You just stay in the company of the roses. Then see, you that rose will go to its beloved, you'll go with the rose. But the thorns in the company of the roses, they'll remain thorns forever. But useless thorns like myself, if we come with an open heart, in the company of our beautiful rose, our honorable Sheikh, then he'll transform the thorn into a rose. Then people will now start asking you for du'as, etc." So Hazrat says here, "Ajab rang, har rang me, ajab rang, be rang, har rang me hai, ye hai rang, sanat ka izhar tera." Said, "Oh Allah, all beautiful colors and astonishing colors. What do artists know about colors? What do anybody else know? Look at the beautiful birds, the beautiful different colors of the flowers, etc. That how Allah Ta'ala is made and how Allah makes it. This is only an open manifestation of the special workings of Allah Ta'ala. What is the factory of Allah Ta'ala? How Allah Ta'ala's factory is working in every one seed that is planted, and that seed has got no color also, and put in the ground that is the black or brown, and water that comes down, colorless, tasteless, odorless, and beautiful flowers come out. And then you see a tree and beautiful fruits that come out. This is only the workings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then Hazrat explains the different conditions that come in life. Khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein. Ajab teri kudrat ajab kar tera. Look at the great kudrat of Allah. Allah has kept life in such a way as our Dada Shaykh has taught us and our Hazrat teaches us, that life you can only pass through either making sabr or either making shukr to Allah. And this is astonishing. Only the beautiful way of life of the believers, that they know that now you are in happiness, in splendor. All of a sudden you get sad news. Somebody has passed away. But that news has been sad. But then when you hear how that person passed away in tahajjud, or that person passed away in Makkah Sharif, just in a while in Hajj, how happy you get. On the one hand it's sad news, on the other hand you're so happy. Till today, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, when they get news of their children have passed away, they are dishing out mitais. So Allah Ta'ala's system is that when you realize the system of Allah, then you'll be either in shukr, either in sabr, and your stages are just getting closer and closer to Allah. So just as Hazrat says, it's an astonishing kudrat of yours, O Allah Ta'ala. And this naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai, hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. This beautiful sketch of both the worlds. As we learn, we see this outward world of ours, and you see a beautiful scenery. A person who doesn't have iman, you'll say a breathtaking sight. A person who got iman, from the bottom of his heart, it will just come out, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, how magnificent is Allah. So this is all the beautiful, splendid nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is manifest in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah ta'ala's jalwa, Allah's splendor, that Allah ta'ala is focusing on his creation. And all this, behind us, it is the veil that of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says, when we don't see this, that is I haven't made my islah, I haven't come in the company of the arifin, the ashiqeen, then what I will see, ye kotahi, apni nazar ki hai, ya Rab, tere noor ko samjhe akhyar tera. It is my deficiency and my uselessness, that what I see a breathtaking sight, and I see a natural phenomenon, the sun is rising, and I think it's just happening like that. Oh Allah, it is all my great deficiency, that I haven't seen you. It's all your working. Nothing is happening, but the leaf is not falling, but by the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then further Hazrat mentions towards the end, that, May ilahi, may hu bas khatawar tera, may mujhe bakhsh hai naam ghaffar tera. After realizing that I haven't recognized Allah, as much as we think we haven't gotten billions of an iota, when the greatest record, Arif, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma'arafnaka haqqa ma'arifati. Oh Allah, where can we recognize you? You are unlimited. So Hazrat says that when a person realizes this, and as you get the ma'arifat of Allah, you just have to acknowledge, Ilahi mehu bas khata war tera. Oh my Allah, I am your most useless, sinful servant of yours, oh Allah. But although I know I'm useless, you have made it known to us that you are Ghaffar, you are Ghafoor, you are forgiving, and you love that servant who is the most sinful, Ghafoor. You are, he is Zaloom, and you are Ghafoor. He is full of sins, and you are one who forgives. So Allah, we beg you for your forgiveness. So this is what we came to learn here, the ma'rifat of Allah. And then a person will enjoy talking to Allah Ta'ala. Where you have get time to talk, to chat on the phones, etc. Then enjoyment of dua, enjoyment of tahajjud is something else. Allah grant us the seerness.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Hazrat Mawlana Thani rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning that the problem in the ummah is of two reasons. One is because of lack of knowledge, and the second way is because we do not have courage to stay and practice on deen. So how must we remove this? So first he explained about ilm and how must a person acquire knowledge. And every single person, whether he is an alim, non-alim, should have some way of either acquiring knowledge, imparting knowledge. And then the second point he mentions is how to eliminate lack of courage. Experience has proven that the following ways are highly efficacious, beneficial in strengthening one's resolve and desire and in overcoming weakness and lack of courage. Number one, association with a Kamil Sheikh of Tasawuf. The following are the signs of a Sheikh Kamil. Number one, he possesses sufficient knowledge of the deen. Number two, he is a firm adherent of the beliefs, practices and morals of the Sharia. Number three, he is devoid of worldly greed. Number four, he lays no claim to perfection and excellence. Number five, he had lived a while in the company of a Sheikh Kamil. Number six, the contemporary uprighteous ulama and mashayikh hold him in esteem. Number seven, comparatively more intelligent people than ignorant ones inclined towards him. Number eight, the condition of the majority of his murid in relation to obedience to the Sharia and reduction in worldly greed is good. Number nine, he is alert and concerned about the conditions of his murid. He corrects and admonishes them for their wrongs and defects. He does not permit his murid to be slaves of their desires. Number 10, after having been in his company several times, one feels a reduction in worldly love, while at the same time he feels progress in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And number 11, he engages himself in zikr and spiritual exercises. Without such practice, there is no barakat in his ta'aleem. Kashf, that is a form of revelation which comes to the awliya, karamat, miracles, acceptance of du'as, and tasarrufat, metaphysical acts, are not requirements of a sheikh. The companionship of a sheikh kamil is wonderfully beneficial. However, for achieving the benefits of the sheikh, the murid's intention must be sincere. The murid himself must desire spiritual progress and obedience. He must desire to be imbued with a hatred for sin. It is essential that the murid keeps his sheikh informed of the changing conditions of his heart. Whatever the sheikh prescribes, the murid should accept and practice accordingly. Number two, the second will apply when the company of a sheikh kamil is not available. In this case, read and study the life conditions and spiritual strivings of the Ahlullah. But never engage in the practices of tasawuf, in the mystical practices of tasawuf, which are written in the kitabs regarding the lives of the Sufis. Yes, follow their advices and statements regarding spiritual purification. And number three, the third way in which to eliminate weakness of heart and lack of courage is muraqabah, meditation of death, and meditation of the period which will come after death. This form of meditation consists of setting aside at least 20 minutes daily, meditating in solitude about the events which will occur from the time of sakarat, the times of death, until entering into Jannat or Jahannam. Think about the beautiful, about the future events, that is the questioning in the grave by the two angels, the punishment and comforts of the grave, resurrection, the scaling of deeds, reward, crossing the pool sirat, etc. The attributes of excellence, that is zuhad, khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, which are influenced by the development of courage, will attain perfection by means of this form of muraqabah. That is, you will get zuhad in your life, abstinence from this world, and the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Summary. Thus far, the factors and causes of the harmful change which the ummah has undergone, as well as the way and means for rectifying the situation and for reforming the degraded condition of the ummah, have been fully discussed and explained. All praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prescription presented for the reformation of the Ummah is very simple and universally applicable. If the Ummah adopts this prescription, its reformation will be possible swiftly, within a very short while. It now remains upon those who are desirous of acquiring benefit and success to act. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.